Curious Couple, episode 30.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
And I'm A.
And we are on our way home from another weekend in Dallas at our second pool party with the Dallas Unicorn and the single guy.
And there's highway patrol like every 5 miles, so if we get pulled over,
it'll make for a good podcast.
Yeah.
We'll put them on.
It'd be interesting to try to describe why.
No.
We're talking on microphones driving down the highway.
I've got it on the nerd lane and I'm in cruise control. We're doing the speed limit.
We're obeying the law. Kind of.
Yeah. As long as this isn't illegal to...
Is it illegal to podcast and drive?
Would that be like having a cell phone?
Distracted driving. It's better than a cell phone because you're still looking at the road. You're not looking at the microphone.
It's true.
Anyways.
So we are going to tell you about our time. We put out a little tweet earlier this week that we were going. And if you guys listened to last week, you know that we have... A has got some challenges going into the event.
Yeah, we had no intentions of going to this party. In fact, I think you got the invitation and declined it and didn't even really tell me about it. I mean, I knew about it because they told us, but I had forgotten that it was this week. But I'm now 14 days after my surgery, and I can't have sex for another, 4 weeks probably.
What?
Every time I say this, it's like new information to you.
No, I'm just kidding. It just seems long.
It is long. I mean, well, and we haven't gone just 2 weeks. We've gone 3 weeks because you were out of town the week before I had my surgery. So this is probably the longest we've been together and not had sex.
Yeah.
So
we've kind of been questioning the whole relationship in this time.
Yeah. We're.
What are we doing together?
We've pushed the wedding back a little bit. No, so he didn't plan on going, which that was sweet of you to not ask, but...
Well, I think we got the invite right after the last one,
yeah,
and we went, the surgery is this week, we're not going
to
be ready.
Yeah, we knew we wouldn't be able to go, but I started to feel better. I had a rough first week after my surgery, and when I started feeling better, it was like, let's do something. Like, I just want to return to somewhat of a normal life, and... The reality of it is these are our friends and I enjoy spending time with them. And to me it was, I feel good enough to go out and sit by a pool. I would like to spend time with our friends. And, you know, T's put in some hard time, not, you know, being sex deprived. And so I felt like he deserved to have a little fun. And
so this is what I heard when we had this conversation. I know she, one, has been hurting, and it's been a bigger challenge than she anticipated going into this.
For sure.
And she's been laid up. She's been out of her routine. She's been off work. She's, you know, hasn't been going to the gym, so she's out of her element.
Yeah, haven't been feeling well.
And the first moment she feels good, she's like, let's get out of the house. And then she's walking around, and that just makes her worse. And then she's back, you know, on the couch or in bed. And so she's having a good week, and she goes, hey, you know, let's do this. You know, you've basically put up with me and we, you know, haven't had any fun, and you deserve this. Let's go. And what I heard was, now I know she's not capable of doing anything, so we're going to go here. She's going to socialize, and I'm going to get to run around like a fox in a hen house. That's what I heard.
None of this internal conversation was actually spoken.
No, but I'm sure if you're listening at home, you can see where I'm drawing this conclusion from, because, you know, she's saying, we're doing this for me because, you know, I'm, one, the only one that can be playing, and two, you know, she's sympathizing with me, you know.
And I'm thinking, I mean, gosh, the first year that we were doing things in the lifestyle, I wasn't having sex. You know, I mean, I guess, yes, I was playing with the girls, and there was even soft swapping. Mm-hmm. My vagina's in use. But I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking, I can still go and play and be a part of it. And not necessarily be the one having sex. Because there's lots of times where you were having sex with somebody and I was not. you know? And so I didn't figure it was that. But I didn't really think about the fact that nobody can even touch me, you know? Like, I can't be touched. My mouth and my hands are the only thing that are of use. And so...
Well, you do have nice boobs. Don't discredit your boobs.
Thanks, but those aren't going to get anybody off.
Nobody might get something on those boobs.
So anyway, you know, that day when I brought it up, and of course he's, RSVPing and planning the trip and gassing up the car. And I guess you were telling that story to then tell the part of the story where I was having some hesitation at the last minute.
Yeah, so she, was this on Friday
we had this conversation? Well, here's what happened, and without going into all of the details that nobody cares about, I would have good days and bad days for the last 2 weeks, and there was a day last week where after I had already said I wanted to go, I felt terrible, and I was having pain, and, you know, it's already going to be a challenge that I can't have sex, but I could wrap my brain around that. Like, I'm still going to have fun. I can sit and enjoy the company and have a good time.
I'll add this too. You can't even have sex with me. So it's not like, hey, let's get back to normal and connect after, you know, being with different folks. We can't even do that.
Yeah. And so, So I'm going to essentially watch you have sex with somebody when I haven't had sex with you in 3 weeks. And I've been feeling out of sorts. And I mean, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but not a whole lot of people would sign up for that. It was going to be a challenge.
Right.
But I was feeling good, and I didn't care, and I wanted to go hang out and have a good time. But then towards the end of the week, I started to hurt again, and I thought, okay, it's one thing to sit there and be a trooper and have a good time. It's quite another to be in pain and have to do that, and it's basically a gamble because one day it would be good, and then the next day I'm hurting again. So I almost pulled the plug on it because...
No. So where I was going with this, I believe it was Friday. We have a conversation, or maybe it was... Yeah, maybe it was Friday.
Yeah.
Where she goes, so are you going to be mad if we get down there and I don't feel well and we have to go? And I'm like... So I tried to put in her... I understand where she's coming from. In no way would I want her to do anything that she was in pain and didn't want to be there. But I said, look... We have had very little sexual intimacy for weeks, and we're going to drive 4 hours down there, get a hotel room, be around these gorgeous people wanting to play with me and you, but I'm the one playing, and then you're going to pull the plug? That would be the ultimate cock tease. Like, I would rather not go. I would rather not even risk that because I don't want to be upset. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to not be upset.
Which I get and appreciate. But also, you know, in that moment, I'm thinking, well, how do you think I feel?
Right.
You know, but really, I'm the one that suggested we go.
You're the one that was like, hey, let's go do this for your sake.
But if it was flipped, there's no way you would do that. There's no way you would go down there, say you had your balls operated on and you can't play. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just different. I'm also very... okay with the times that we've gone down here and nothing's happened. I enjoy the company, and there's times where I would be fine if we didn't play, and you're not built like that as much. That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. That's what it is. So, and that's why I brought it up, because
what it came down to is I told her, I said, look, I totally understand where she's coming from, and I'm having my own human experience through this, and I'm sharing with her how I feel. And I said, look, if it's a 50-50 when we're walking out the door to go down there, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to put you in that position, nor do I want to be put in that position. So if there's a 50-50 chance, let's not do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I checked with her before we're going, and she knew, you know, I knew she would be a trooper no matter what, but,
I felt fine. I knew it would be fine. I felt better, but I just was worried that we would get down there and I wouldn't feel good, and then I wouldn't be able to tell you because I would know, you know, and then that's just a miserable way to spend a day, but I felt better and it was fine.
Okay. Enough of the drama.
Yeah, it was fine. It was not really drama. This is real. This is real shit. This is stuff that happens in life.
So we went down there and there wasn't an issue. It
was fine. Yeah.
There was no problems. We went down, new people there. Some of the old friendly faces we know, some of the folks that were there last time who maybe didn't behave well weren't invited back.
I liked this crowd. I think I see the appeal to having a small group of friends, because every time I'm around them, I'm more comfortable and more like I when I first met them, I remember being kind of intimidated by their comfort level with each other. Like,
yeah,
they're just so it's very natural that they're all, you know, they have this chemistry together, and it was a little intimidating to me, but now I feel like getting to know them better and I feel more comfortable with them. It would be hard for me to go to a pool party where people we didn't know anybody. That would be uncomfortable to me at this point.
Well, I don't know, because they're very friendly and welcoming. I think we would go and have fun, and
it's just different. Yeah, I like it's this. Different.
Well, yeah, I think what we're developing real friendships and real relationships, and that's great. I mean, they're great people and we enjoy their company, and it's fun. But with that being said, we also like meeting new people as well, and they do a pretty good job of
bringing new people.
And,
yeah, I think,
you know, keeping people around that are,
I think,
cool
that's
to hang out with.
One of Sam's most endearing qualities is she loves meeting new people, and I think she spends a lot of time kind of recruiting new people.
I feel like she filters people.
Yeah,
like,
she's good at it.
Yeah. So that was. So this was a little different and a little unique. I'm at the front door, just happened to be walking by, and George is greeting a couple walking through the door. And I introduce myself, and my name is the same name as the man who owns the house. They go, "Oh, so are you the owner of the house?" I said, "Oh, no, I'm not the owner." They go, "Well, are you the one with the podcast then?" Which caught me a little off guard. So that actually happened at least three or four different couples there that were new either to the lifestyle, new to the party scene here.
Well,
and
it's funny because that, you know, they were very open, like, "Hi, nice to meet you.
Right.
I listen to your podcast." But I had the experience where I was talking to a new couple, first party, who didn't let me know until well into the night.
Started telling you this story, and they go, "Yeah, we didn't want to say anything, but we listened too."
But I love that. I think that's so cool, especially from the new people, because the girl was saying how nervous she was coming to this party, but she listened to our podcast about
The last party.
Not only that, but some of the beginning ones, and she was like, "And then I realized that you had the same feelings that I do, and so I'm not weird, you know, like we had similar personalities in that we really have to warm up to people, and, you know, this wasn't as easy to just jump in." So that was cool to hear that we're like helping people. That's fun. I love that. Plus I was in a little different state of mind the whole day because I knew I was off limits.
You weren't on the prowl.
I wasn't on the prowl. I was just enjoying myself, and I was talking to people probably more. I would bounce around a little bit more if I was on the prowl, probably. But I was really enjoying myself and getting to know new people, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm. And it was a really good crowd, attractive crowd. In fact, why don't you jump in and talk about how you felt about the crowd personally?
Oh, my gosh. I hate to make this whole podcast about me and my inability to have sex, but holy shit, I have never seen more attractive dudes at a party ever. And you would agree. You even pointed it out.
Yeah, there was more.
It was like taking a kid into a candy store. I think I made this reference last night to George. It's like, taking a kid into a candy store and saying, "Look at all this awesome candy that I'm going to sit and eat in front of you, and you can't have any of it." And I've never had that experience. We've talked about this before. That's been the challenge for me this whole time is, look at all these beautiful women and their dad bod husbands. And there were more attractive men there. It would be hard to list the ones that weren't, honestly. And maybe I'm sex deprived.
Well, I was just going to say, the other thing that's new is A has gone 3 weeks without having sex.
That's true. But it was
I don't think that's ever happened.
I mean, oh my God. And I do think that I was a little bit more comfortable voicing how I felt because I knew I didn't have to back it up.
Right. She's all talk. She's like a chihuahua.
But I was like, oh my God, I think that one couple walked in and I told you, and I think
whoever else was around who would listen.
The single girl was sitting next to me, and I was like, oh my God, he's really cute. Like, where are these people coming from? So yeah, that was unique and challenging and really fucking irritating. So
was it just single dudes? Was it couples?
No, but you know what? I was enjoying one of the single guys that was there, and that's different.
Well, you should clarify. You enjoyed one of the single guys there.
I was enjoying his company. I was comfortable. That's not normal for me. Okay. I get very uncomfortable.
Still, you're too vague. That can mean you were sitting on his cock.
Okay, well, let me start by saying I'm very uncomfortable with single guys. I mean, even George, I tried to avoid him like the plague at first. He scared me. We ignored his messages and ran from him in the club, you know? And now he's awesome and one of our good friends. But they make me uncomfortable, even at the last party. Like, there's just something about it that it's difficult for me to... just, oh, hey, how are you?
I think it's because of what the lifestyle means to us as a couple.
Yeah.
It kind of goes against the grain
of what
we do.
Well, right. Yeah, we're not usually seeking out single guys. But anyway, he was very approachable, and he was nice, and he was respectful.
I'm sure you could probably throw out his name. I think that would be allowed. I mean, if he's listening, he'd probably appreciate it.
Well, maybe not, though.
Okay. We'll call him B.
And we don't know his SDC name, or we throw that out there, but you could probably contact us if you wanted his information. We could get you in touch, maybe. But anyway, he's because honestly, I think if couples are looking for that, that's the kind of guy you're looking for, because he was very approachable. And Sam was even telling me, because she was kind of giving me the rundown of the single guys, because I'm always interested, like, how do you find them, like, what's their story? And she said he's
you're interested in the story, not so much,
right? No,
it's funny, I'm just thinking like a listener, and I'm going, what does she mean by that?
I want to know the story. Yeah, like, how did you find him? What's the story? Like, what's his deal? And I think he's older than we thought. He's like early 40s.
Is he really?
Yeah. Sam was like, because there was another really young single guy there.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he
in his early 20s. Yeah, looked like a baby. And she goes, yeah, so this one, whenever he first came around, we thought he was in his 20s and yada yada. Anyway, long story short, he's early 40s. But she was even pointing out that he was very just approachable and this nice guy, and he was at
the previous pool party.
Yeah, I don't remember him though.
He played with the Oklahoma City new couple.
Oh, that's right. Well, anyway, very approachable. Talked to him, and he didn't know that I was off limits, yet was not pushy. Never once even. Propositioned us. Maybe he wasn't interested in me, I don't know. But like, we sat and talked about how much we enjoyed people
watching.
And I mean, he just kind of sat back. He was just on the perimeter just watching people, and so was I. So we kind of bonded over that. But anyway, I don't know where I was going with that story.
Well played, single man.
Yeah, that's exactly how it should be done.
Yeah.
For women like me, because I don't like the pushy, aggressive single men, and it seems like that's what they have to do. Like,
well,
or what they
there are those out there. You probably notice those more because those are the ones that are acting like that. They get your attention. Where, you know,
it reminds
there are
me
cool guys
of
out there
dating and being in a bar and last call creepers.
Right, now you're just scaring people.
No, that's what it reminds. They're not all like that. I don't mean to scare people. They're not, obviously. I mean, we're hanging out with George and.
And other single dudes.
And other single guys, yeah. But
they behave.
Yeah, they do. Well, and especially here, because they wouldn't invite him back if they didn't.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember what you...
So, I was asking A about this, because I saw her in the hot tub sitting next to this guy, and he's a player. I've seen him... In fact, he was out there while we were... We'll get to this part, when we were playing. And he's sitting on the hot tub with his arms, you know, kind of along the edge, and A's sitting, so he's kind of got his arm around her, but not really. And I look over, and they're chatting, and I'm thinking, well, I know A can only do so much, so she might be doing something just because she knows she can't do much. So I asked her, I said, you know, and she tells me, oh yeah, I really liked his company and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking, I wonder if she was giving him a little handy underneath the water.
No.
And she's like, oh, he was so nice. He didn't even try to push himself on me. And I was like, well, I guess that's not going there.
Yeah, no. No. I think
didn't know where
only,
that was going.
Yeah, the only naked person in the hot, well, like, bottom naked was George.
Yeah.
Gotta love him. Anyway. Moving on.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, where do we go from here?
Well, to me, it seemed like things didn't get started as early as they did last time.
Well, that's not true.
But I know. Well, we just listened to the podcast, and I didn't point this out to you when we were listening to it, but did you hear me say that I didn't start drinking liquor until 7 or 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
And I remember last night thinking, God, it's 8 o'clock. What? Why is anything going on? I just...
But that's not true. We walked in, and remember, they were...
True.
George, a single girl... I think a single guy and a single girl that came together
smoking
were...
Smoking hot single girl, by the way.
Oh, smoking hot.
Yeah,
I thought she said
so
smoking
cute.
Pot. I was like, I don't remember anyone smoking pot.
No.
Yeah, smoking hot single girl who was at the last party who we referenced as doing the DP in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Like, she came. She comes to play.
Yeah. So when we got there, we were... inside for like the first 20 minutes. We come outside and they're like on this elevated part near the pool. It might as well have been a stage.
Yeah.
And they were all just intertwined and playing, and no one was even really the vibe of the party wasn't even anyone's mm-hmm. ready to play yet.
Tops
were, it was like
they
were putting
yet.
On a show.
Yeah.
Which was good.
It was nice.
It was fun. So there was playing early. We just
weren't a part of it.
I then teased Sam later, who was part of that show. I said, well, when's the second show? And, you know, everyone's waiting. And she goes...
Yeah, she has his subtle ways of getting in the mix.
Subtle, yeah, like a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I, you know, joking around, she goes, well, when are you ready? And kind of put me on the spot, and I went, She goes, what did she say to me? Something along the lines of...
So careful what you ask for in this
yeah.
group or
you
something.
Know, we don't mess around.
Yeah.
We'll call you out on it. I was like, yeah, shit. So anyways, the playing for most people didn't start until 8 or so.
Yeah, it was a little bit later.
So same thing happened. Actually, I mean, so there was kind of a smaller crowd there.
Uh-huh.
Newer people, not some of the faces that we knew. And then, like, another shift of people came at, like, 7, maybe?
Uh-huh.
6 or 7. Some people we recognized. Our friends, the couple, the Puerto Rican girl,
uh-huh.
showed up. And A immediately elbowed me in the side and said, well, I know what you're doing later.
Yeah.
Or I think you were making plans for me or something.
I was trying to make plans for you so that I didn't... Here's the thing. I felt a couple of times like my... nonchalant sit back and chit chat random people was going to in some way keep you from doing
hinder
anything.
My...
Yeah. Well, and there was one time I think where you came out there and you're like, do you need another drink? And I was like, do you need me to need another drink? You know, like, do I need, because I know that you're not going to go in there and
have sex
or do whatever without me, yet I'm certainly not on the prowl, so I'm just enjoying myself hanging out by the pool.
So again, given A's situation, and we did kind of clarify some things in my misinterpretation of what this time was going to be like, but she makes this comment to me of, you know, making plans for me to have, you know, be with the Puerto Rican gal that I met last time. So I'm like, I don't really know what that means. Does that mean she's okay if I go off and do this and she's content just hanging out at the pool?
Would you have been okay with that?
Me going off without you, or you going off without me?
You going off. Well, both, but you going off with her, you would have been fine.
Well,
with that.
So there was a point where her husband... So we're chatting in the kitchen, and her husband basically propositions that and goes,
yeah.
Hey, you guys should go... Because now the swing is in a bedroom, and it's a little bit more private. And he goes, hey, you guys should go revisit the swing, which I really like her husband.
Yeah.
Just... in his own right, but also like the fact that he's very encouraging of my time with his wife.
Yeah.
And so we're just kind of standing around, and I'm like, well, that doesn't sound like a bad idea, but I know nothing's really happening. And again, I don't know if you making plans for me was, yeah, go ahead and have your fun, so I don't have to hear about it later.
You know, because then I think we just listened to the last party, and I had kind of forgotten how... I was okay with walking out and leaving you guys alone. I was fine with that. Like, I had no qualms about that whatsoever.
We should preface. We just listened to the last podcast because when we saw them, they didn't know we had a podcast. And then they listened to it on the way home after last night. And we went, oh, we should listen to that again and make sure that we didn't
say
something stupid.
Yeah. which we wouldn't have. They're great people. Yeah. Here's the thing. When we met them last time, it was late in the evening, and we didn't really get to know them very well. And so we spent a lot more time with them this time, which she is beautiful. And
that was established the first time.
We knew that last time. But what I didn't know until I spent more time with them is she's really cool. Like, I would be friends with her. And she had a friend with her,
a single girlfriend.
She's a
total sweetheart.
Yes. They're just great people. And her husband is awesome. So I enjoyed getting to know them better. And I had more of a opportunity to do that yesterday. And, and a lot more comfort with that. So, I don't know. It's weird. It's like, yes, there's a part of me that would be fine with that, but then it didn't feel great.
Well, here's what I was thinking potentially it could do is alleviate that pressure you may be feeling of, well, I got to find something to do while he's doing, and I don't really, and I want to make sure he has fun, and if he doesn't, I'm worried about how he, you know, I was kind of
thinking
of myself and thinking of you
that
at the same time.
I can't even put words to, but like, if I'm in there, like last time, if I'm in there and it gets started and I'm done and I'm walking out, that's totally different because it's like I'm a part of it.
Yep.
And I'm choosing to be a part of it or not. But in that moment, it's like I'm suddenly taken out of it. I'm not there. I have no idea what's going on. And it's almost like I don't have the choice to be there. Of course I do. I mean, obviously I could walk in there if I wanted to. But when you're going away from me to do something, it feels separate. It feels like I'm no longer a part of it. And I didn't like that, especially when we hadn't been intimate in a long time. It just
I think we both realized this experience is, you know, we were kind of doing it to kind of fill a little bit of a void because we haven't had a lot of fun and intimacy in the last few weeks, but it's so much better when we are in that state going into this that, you know, we are
just
regularly
temporary.
Having sex between the two of us.
Yeah. It's just temporary.
So I cut off one of your points.
What was that?
Well, I don't know. I
about
cut
what?
You off to make a point to add to your story, and then I derailed your story.
I don't remember.
Well, we can always pause and go back and listen to it.
No, it's okay. I mean, we were just talking about... Well, so you asked me, and I wasn't comfortable with it, but it didn't seem like much time passed before I think maybe Sam was already making rounds, like you two we're gonna go do this.
Well, he was suggesting I go onto the swing and so in that moment I think I even asked you, I'm like, what are you comfortable with? And we weren't really speaking the same language at that point. You weren't understanding me. You thought it had to do with you being with him. And
well, and that's the other thing. I'm like, here's what would happen on a normal day. I'd be like, let's the four of us go in there, that'd be hot, let's go do this. But I knew that I can't put out. So we're going to drag the four of us in there, and then what's this poor guy going to do?
Well, I think, they had a third.
Yeah.
They had a single girl with them.
That's true.
And that's what he was going to do.
Why didn't I, that
whole, I mentioned that twice.
I didn't get it. I didn't get the memo.
Again, we weren't speaking the same language.
If the five of us could have gone in the room, that probably would have been fine. Okay, I missed the memo.
And at the end of the night, that's what was happening, I tried to mention
to you. I didn't get that either. You know what I thought you were doing? I thought he was trying to get you to take her, the other friend.
No. He was trying to get me with his wife again. And again, you guys are probably listening to this, and we may have totally misinterpreted what was going on. But my perception was that he was suggesting I be with his wife again at the end of the evening.
Honestly, it wouldn't have mattered. I was tired. But when you came up and you were like, they're suggesting that we go round two, I think I rolled my eyes like, what? I'm tired. And you were like, no, but with her. Talking about the single girlfriend of theirs.
Yeah, he was dragging her.
Okay.
And so you were kind of off the hook if you wanted to be. Anyway, well, anyways, we're jumping ahead. We're kind of having our own little discussion. And probably doesn't make for the best listening. So anyways, what happened was, our friend Sam, sensed that not enough was going on, and she's like, hey, we're starting the free-for-all in the living room again. I think she may have teased us and called us wallflowers just to kind of get us up and going. And, this time there's a bed, and George and another couple, a couple we haven't seen in a long time from the original flirt orgy, were there, and George was playing with the two of them.
We were orgy crashers.
Yeah.
Why don't we title the podcast that?
And we should have.
Go back and change it.
So there's now this probably a queen-size bed or a full-size bed. And next thing you know, there's like 8 people trying to cram onto this. And you're in the middle.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I had to somehow, I mean, I knew that Sam and George, of course, knew that I was out of the game. But it's not like I was walking around with a sign on me that said,
I wrote it on your back, actually.
I can't have sex. And so anyway, when we walk in there, I was like, I'm the official fluffer, you know, like, haha, I'm going to be the fluffer. Like, there, it's out there. I can't have sex. Like, I'm just here to make sure everybody else is having sex.
You're the facilitator.
Yeah, I was going to be the facilitator. So I did. I jumped right in the middle, and I had a few dicks in my mouth. I mean, not at once, but I made my rounds.
Notice she said a few.
There's a few. Yeah, there was more than 2, but less than 5. There was only 3 of you on the bed, I think. 3? 4? Well, okay, 4.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was thinking 3 and it didn't
there
include
me. There
was 4.
Me. That might be a record. Well, it was, and it was fun. Well, okay, so here's another thing worth mentioning. The couple that you said we met at the, when we were Orgy Crashers, they are really freaking cool. Like, they're fun, and she is sexy, and she is so much fun to watch. And I think I had this wide-eyed, you know, kid in a candy store look on my face because I haven't had sex. I haven't watched sex because, you guys, I can't even touch myself. So I'm
and she likes to
and
touch
And I like
herself.
To touch myself, and a I lot. Like to watch porn. And I haven't seen sex, smelled sex, touched sex in 3 weeks. And so it was just, I was loving it and all the sounds and the everything. And I was touching everybody. I was touching her, and
as soon as
her husband was having sex with her, and she makes this most amazing sex face. And I was telling him, I was like, God, she is so sexy when she has sex. Like, she has like porn star face. She's hot.
So immediately, A's on this bed. The husband is doing the wife doggy style, and A's like all up in their business.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Head basically resting on her ass.
I was invited, first of all.
I don't think you're ever not invited.
Here's what happened. I got on the bed. Everybody else knows the situation with me, but they didn't. And so I get on the bed, and he immediately goes to put his hand down my swimsuit. Because I still had my swimsuit bottoms on, and I grabbed his hand probably super hard and fast. And I was like, I'm sorry, but you can't touch me. Like, it's actually a pain thing. Like, I can't even be touched or rubbed or nudged or anything. And he was like, oh, okay. Well, why don't you help me then? And he pulled out and he goes, why don't you help me put it in her? And I was like, okay. And so I'm all helping. I may have put my mouth on him and then put it in her. And he's like, slap her ass. She really likes that. And I was like, okay. So I seriously became the fluffer. And then I don't know if she was just giving me a courtesy O face, but I played with her a little bit while he was doing her, and she seemed to enjoy it and maybe get off. And then I think I helped you a little bit before you started, and then I was helping George, and then beautiful Puerto Rican husband comes over there and helped him before he started with the single girl. So I was just helping. I was there to help.
You were very helpful.
Good.
So my experience was, A jumps right in, and then I summoned over, we'll call her the Puerto Rican gal, beautiful Puerto Rican gal, and A just, she's already on her knees down there doing stuff. She starts helping me out, and I, it seems we need like a better nickname for...
I was just trying to think of a Spanish word for, like, I don't know.
Beauty.
Beautiful girl.
Or, yeah.
Bonita, I think, means pretty, but I don't know. I could be way off.
So she gets on her knees and helps A go down on me, and A was like swinger ADD. She was, oh, squirrel, here's another penis. And then she was gone.
Well, it's kind of awkward because I'm literally in the middle of the bed, and I think a couple of times I said, okay, I'm just in the way. Like, I'm going to move, and then somebody else would grab me. You're not in the way. Like, come over here. Do this. Do that. And so it was kind of fun. But eventually I did squeeze off the bed.
Yeah. So, So then the single girl that came with the Puerto Rican couple And I don't think he's Puerto Rican, so maybe we shouldn't refer to them as the Puerto Rican couple.
Well.
The single gal that came with them, the two of them were going down on me, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Got me going and raring to go, and I was ready to go. So I ended up having sex with her again, and the two of us are like, I think that's when you got out of the way, because we were now in the middle of the bed, and bodies were literally just piling up around
all
us.
All over the place.
Yeah. And I couldn't even tell what was going on. Like, at one point, we're, you know, doing it missionary style on the bed, and I, like, kind of lean up to turn to look to a side, and I just have a face full of skin. I don't know whose it is, what part of the body it is, and I'm like...
Probably George's ass.
I know. I was like, I'm just going to keep my head down. I don't need a face full of George ass, and without warning. So...
Awesome.
So yeah, we are kind of in our own world, but yet we're in the middle of a just group game of Twister, basically.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. In fact, I mentioned to A, I go, and I know, I kind of, we were at it for a while, and I asked her, I said, was I doing it a long time, or was everyone relatively quick? Because, you know, we're doing our thing, and we turn around, and suddenly everyone else is done, and it's just me and her on the bed going at it. And, you know, it's always fun to have other people around. You grab a boob here,
yeah,
and grab an ass there, and, you know, and although George is never really done, so George was still hanging around.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who he was having sex with, but, yeah, we had a round two, this time no swing, and it was a lot of fun. But I also noticed while I was doing that, A was not short of having her own fun. I kept myself busy. Definitely kept herself busy. And it looked like you were having a lot of fun.
I was.
Yeah.
And then, so her husband is, I think they're just, they're cool people. Like, I felt bad. I think I even said to him, you know, they were like, we can't wait to see you guys again. And I was like, really? Like, I'm the ultimate cock tease tonight. But he's very sensual. And that was kind of a new, exciting, it was perfect
for what
the situation
you could do.
That I was in, because he like enjoyed just touching and making out, and that was really all I could do, so that was kind of fun. And then they had their friend with them, so he was having sex with her, which worked out well for everybody.
Which is funny. Tell him about the condom where you gave him.
Oh, like, yeah, so he's looking for a condom. He's like, do you know if there's any condoms around here? And I thought, well, the only bag or shorts I feel comfortable digging in are tees. And I reached in there, and there was only one. And I thought, well, crap, that's the last one. And he goes, is that his last one? And I said, seriously, he's having sex with your wife right now. I think you can have it. We'll call it even.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he used your condom. But then I ended up finding one for George, too, later out of someone else's bag. So I was like the utility infielder. I was the fluffer. I think that's what fluffers do on porn sets, right?
Yeah, they just prep them.
They prep them.
Yeah.
Well,
make sure they're
ready
to go.
They find condoms, and yeah, it was funny because George was like, "Do you think that like without a lot of effort, you could maybe find a condom around here?" He's like, "Because the other option is mine, but they're out there." You know, like he was trying to say he didn't want me to go too far, but he told me exactly where his were, out on the pool deck, you know, way up in the back. And I was like, "Okay," but I found one like right by the bed. But that was pretty cute and sly of you, George. I don't want you to go too far out of your way, but mine are a mile away in that bag. So, yeah, that was
fun.
Yeah,
it was fun. So, I had my fun with her, and there was also, again, a crowd shows up, just boom. Next thing you know, there's 15 to 20 people.
Yeah, you have to expect that.
Yeah, well, I kind of did. So, this time I positioned myself where I never looked that direction.
Where they're staring down the crack of your ass.
Yeah.
This house is set up where the living room has these big windows that open up right to where the hot tub and the pool are. So if you're sitting outside, which half the people were,
they see
the window, and come on, like we wouldn't go in there
yeah,
if that's
I
what we
too.
Saw. So you just kind of have to, there's probably some people that are turned on by that and they love being watched. I do, but there's a moment where you look up and you're like, oh Jesus, they are not doing anything but looking right at us.
You haven't had too many issues with it.
No, but I do, like last time when I looked up, I was in the swing and I looked up and suddenly four people turned into like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to lay back because it does get kind of like you start thinking about that and not what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. So I finished up with her, and which was amazing. And man, she's gorgeous and a lot of fun. And I
thanked her for doing me a solid and
letting me take out my aggression for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Good Lord. She is tiny and fit as all can be. And
her abs are rock freaking hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. She appears to be able to take whatever you can give.
Yeah.
I gave her everything I got, and I was spent. I get on the couch, and I'm sitting there, and I think George finished up with whoever he was finished with, and he's like, hey, I haven't finished yet, and I think he was just waiting for his turn with my friend, and she obliged, and it was fun watching the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sat there on the couch and watched, and I think that was about the end of our night of playing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Until you simulated when you tried to play a trick on me. A couple of our friends have, what are they called?
Liberators.
And if you haven't seen one, it's basically looks like a gaming chair. It's, can you describe it?
Well, it's just got, I mean, it's got two little humps in it, and it's designed to help position you where it's really awesome. Like he was demonstrating it. That's what he was getting at. T was in the bathroom, and one of our friends was like, oh, you haven't seen one of these? No, show me how it works. And so I get on my back, and he's showing me how, like, you can do all kinds of things with it. You can lean over the back hump, and it's like perfect, like doesn't put stress on your back if you're coming at it from behind like a bed would, because it's not flat. It curves with your body. And then you can get on your, you know, missionary style, you know, on your back, and it curves your hips up just right, which I'm sure is good for, like,
so you
orgasms.
You could do it with the girl on her back and
yes.
the missionary on it?
Yeah. And it tilts your hips up. So if you think about it, that's like perfect G-spot position. And then, or he could get on there, and then you ride him, and the way it's designed, you're not putting any strain on your legs. Like, it's, they're like, you can ride him
so
all
ultimately
day.
Ultimately, it's a sex chair for positions.
Right. And just makes it.
So I come out of the bathroom.
Less of a workout.
And one of these bedrooms has two of these because a couple of our friends own these. And I come out of the bathroom, and A is straddling one of our friends on one of these. And I caught her kind of looking for me, because as soon as I walked out, she then turned her head and pretended like she was having sex.
Well, because we were just sitting there chit-chatting. I mean, I'm literally straddling him, and we're just shooting the shit. And I said, whenever he walks out, I'm going to act like I'm grinding on you. I had what looked like a dress swimsuit cover on. I mean, obviously, I'm not having sex, but you had joked earlier in the night, like, wouldn't that just be funny if suddenly you're having sex with somebody?
Yeah, after not having sex with me for 3 weeks.
Which is not physically possible, really. But anyway, we tried to pull one on him, and it didn't work.
And he referenced the the fact that A, in our last episode, A broke the code, and you thought that my rule of don't have anal sex was just a suggestion. And
it's a guideline.
Yeah, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, I thought that was just a guideline. We were just testing it out again.
All right.
Funny
good
guy.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, A's selfie that was the cover of our previous episode,
best picture ever,
is caught on with the group, and so they try to take a selfie like that at the parties now.
It's so fun.
Just to keep it going.
It's a good time. I think I made the comment to somebody in the night. It was probably him. I said, I'm way too immature for these settings. Because there's a moment where, I mean, think about what we're doing. It's so fun, and it's so silly that sometimes it's comical to me. And I make jokes, and I, you know, it's so lighthearted and fun. And then sometimes I make comments, and I'm like, they're like having hot, sensual sex over here. They probably don't appreciate my my jokes.
Your 15-year-old humor.
My 15-year-old humor. But it's fun.
I think they appreciate it.
It's fun. It's a good time.
I think that's what makes it fun is nobody takes themselves too seriously.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a
lighthearted
game. We're just playing this crazy, weird, fun game.
And I think that's also part of how we keep the drama out.
And we're winning.
Again, she may be a little too immature for these types of situations. So what else happened that we could share? We met some cool new folks. A couple from just outside of Austin that A referenced, mentioned that they were listening to our podcast.
I enjoyed talking to them a lot.
Yeah. Well, and we were discussing that I think our best experiences in the lifestyle maybe aren't with, like, you know, we've met gorgeous people, and then we have found at times maybe we don't gel that well with, you know, they're different personalities.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to put it.
No chemistry.
Yeah, lacking chemistry. But the best scenarios have been with people that we would be hanging out with if we weren't in the lifestyle.
Right.
You know, these are fun people. They're good people. We enjoy their company. We become friends with them. Those are the best case scenarios.
Yeah.
And those are where we have the most fun and exciting times with.
Yeah. In fact, I was kind of bonding with her over that exact thing because they're very new. They've been married for many years, but they're new to the lifestyle. And she's very much like me in the sense that she needs a connection to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've had those, you know, whatever, one-night stands or, you know, you just meet somebody at a club. Yeah, and you hook up with them. And there's something different about, and this group is a perfect example of that and my feelings about them. When you know somebody and you get to know them, like, they become more, like, they're sexy. I mean, I think we told the story the last time. Those people kind of intimidated me when we met them at first. And we walked into this orgy and I really wasn't attracted to any of the men, or I didn't want to play with them. I was uncomfortable. And now, like, I was really sad that I couldn't have sex last night, you know, like, so that emotional connection is so important to, I think, a lot of people, but.
Well, and I know a lot of our listeners think I'm shallow and I don't need that, but we were having that conversation, in fact, last night, where I talked about how, for me, it's so much more of a turn on when I'm connected to this person and I have some sort of, you know, relationship.
Right. Well, but also, let me say this. No, you're not shallow. But there are handfuls of gorgeous women, especially at these parties with this group of people, because I'm attracted to men and women, and it's so much easier with the women because there's a ton of beautiful women out there and they're super friendly and it's easier with women. There's something about men. It's harder. It's harder, not only physical attractiveness, but just, I have to be comfortable with them. I could walk up and make out with a random strange woman and it's still hot. Like, I think I've done that and I'll touch your boobs and, you know, whatever, like, that's hot and sexy. But would I do that to a man? No freaking way. It's different.
Well, you say that, and I think there was a few that you said you would have done that with last
for sure.
night,
yeah.
And you didn't have an emotional connection.
I like to talk out of both sides of my mouth sometimes.
Yeah, she's talking some shit.
Had a point. I don't know how to really say it, but it's different for women in the lifestyle, the majority of women in the lifestyle, and men, because you have to kind of trust them. Does that make sense? It's like George. I that whole single guy thing, like, freaked me out. But once I got to know him, now, like, I trust him completely. You know?
Well, he also brings good people around, too.
Right.
I mean, we've never hung out with George.
By himself. And,
yeah, by himself.
Yeah. But I would. I mean, it's different now. That's my point.
Can you tell A's horny? Or, I mean, it's a little different side of her.
I was going somewhere with that whole thought, but
I don't. And then we called you out on you talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I asked A last night, since she was feeling bold because she couldn't be called out on it, you know, she was talking about there was attractive men there, both in a couple and as single men. And I asked her, I said, what would you do tonight? Because there was somebody who caught her attention, and he was a single guy. And I said, what would you do tonight if you were in your normal state? Would you show an interest? So I'll put you on the spot. There was a professional athlete there you found attractive, and he was a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
I'll admit, he was a good-looking guy. What would you have done if you were of normal capability last night?
Well, given the actual scenarios that played out last night, had I been in my normal state, whenever Sam came around and said, I'm going back there with him and this other couple,
mm-hmm.
that was basically an open invitation for us to go.
Yeah.
If I was in my normal state, we probably would have gone.
Hmm. So you would have led the charge? You would have been like, yeah, let's
go. No, I wouldn't have been like, let's go, we're going. But I would have been like, you interested in that? You want to go? Okay, let's go. But
so
instead,
you would have been that subtle about it? Or probably, would you have been like, hey, I think this would be fun? Like, because there's a difference. Like, hey, you might, like, shrugging your shoulders. You want to do it? Huh? Or, hey, giving me the head nod. Wink,
yeah, I probably
would
have made it obvious that I wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah. But instead, we sat, we thought, we pondered, we played out what would happen if I went in there and, you know, couldn't do anything and blah, blah, blah. We waited too long and the door was shut.
Actually, we peeked in there, and we still had the invitation if we wanted it.
Yeah, I don't know.
The bed was full. Yeah. It was, yeah, different.
I would have been in the corner just waiting to see if anybody needed condoms.
We're fluffing.
Anybody need a wet wipe? No? Okay. They're running out.
Yeah, we're getting ready to book a trip to Desire in December. And right now the plan is to go there or meet the couple there that we had the fun with. Where were we, Colette, with them? Referencing the podcast, I think maybe 23, A's Best Night in
the
Lifestyle.
How do you do that?
Because it's our most popular episode.
Good grief.
Because people want to know what you like.
Yeah.
So we...
I like them.
Well, and she asked, how do I know that? Because I'm the one that does it.
That's true.
Is no idea how to post a podcast at this point. So anyways, plan is, I think we're booking it today, December. We'll post the actual date either on Twitter or on our SDC account, just to see if anyone wants to meet us there. But
yeah,
spots are limited at this point.
Yeah, we didn't realize how fast those really sold out.
Yeah.
Or we probably would have.
We were ready to go in October, but yeah, we needed to plan it out further than that.
Oh, well.
But we plan on podcasting throughout.
Yeah.
So you guys will hear all about it. anything else that... we did get some feedback about Desire.
Yeah.
Since Sam and George just went to Desire... That was an interesting take. And
yeah. But you get a different opinion from everybody.
Well,
granted, the other couple that had gone, they went on a takeover time.
Yeah.
No. Did they? Wait, did
Who's
they?
Who's the other couple?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah. They just went, and it was their first and only lifestyle trip, but it was on a takeover.
Okay. So Sam was saying that George didn't have fun at Desire. He said,
First of all, George is well-traveled, and he's been to probably every lifestyle event. That's what he does. I mean, he probably goes on how many trips a year?
Well, but it's also what George likes versus what a couple like us would like are two different things.
Yeah.
George likes to...
Piles of bodies all day and night.
Yeah, and being able to stand on top of the pile and strut.
And that's not our style.
Yeah,
I don't mind obviously we're going on a lifestyle vacation. We want that option, but I am perfectly fine with just being in a beautiful place with maybe some naked people.
Socializing, making friends.
Open-minded people. Like, it doesn't even have to be about sex for me with them.
Right.
But it's nice to have the option.
Sure.
And I think in this situation it'll be great for us because even if there's nobody there we're interested in, we're going to have friends there that we are. But still have the option to go off and do our own thing and have a real vacation, which is we don't vacation often. So I don't want it to just be that. I like to have
I think someone's going to call bullshit that we don't vacation often when we've been to Key West and Hawaii this year.
That's true.
And now that we're going to Mexico in the same year.
Okay. We don't vacation as often as our friends do.
But she rarely talks out of both sides of her mouth.
You know what I mean, though? We're not... You and I do not book trips.
No.
In fact, you and I have never been on a trip. This will be the first time.
Yeah. This is the first...
Yes. We've gone places with groups of people or family.
We went to Chicago to go to an event, but we stayed with my family there. So yeah. This will be our first...
Like beach vacation.
Yeah.
Just us.
Trip.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
So we're going in December. So anyways, George says, I was kind of lame for this reason. And we take that with what George likes. And then we got confirmation from Sam that, you get to hang out and meet sexy people and have conversations.
And
we're
it's
like,
a beautiful place.
Okay, well, that does sound cool.
Yeah, good food, good drinks.
Yeah.
All inclusive.
And
sign
like
me
I said,
up.
we will podcast a few times because,
yeah.
You guys will
Maybe
probably want to hear
about
it.
Maybe we can podcast with our friends.
Oh, that might be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We got to make sure they book it.
Yeah, they don't even know we have a podcast.
That might be interesting.
Maybe we should tell
Hopefully
them.
They'll still want to be friends.
We'll tell them when we get there.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap this up. I'm sure Sam and George will probably listen to this and then want to do their own version. And no guarantees. Well, they've got a bunch of stuff we've been told they want to share with you guys. So.
Well, they've been on a few trips.
Yeah. So we will... We'll be talking to you soon. Catch you later.
Fuck you later. Hopefully. Jesus. It's about time. Somebody needs to get fucked. Go ahead.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of The Curious Couple for The Curious Ear with TNA. You can find us at thecuriouscouple.com, email us at thecuriouscpl@gmail.com, and find us at Twitter with the same handle. Be sure to check out sdc.com for your free one-month membership with our promo code 25648. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Catch you next time.